Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
But our spirit is seated with Him in the heavenly realm. Come on, far above. Come on, far above all the activity of the devil, all the schemes and strategies of hell. You are seated far above that. You've heard me say it before, I'll say it again, but far above means out of reach. Would somebody tell somebody right now, you are out of reach? Your spirit man is out of reach. How does he get to you? Through your soul. Through the mind. Try to confuse you. To not so that you don't think you are out of reach. But when your mind is renewed to the reality, I've been born again and I'm caught up to a place of authority. This is why the enemy comes at you so hard, to try to convince you otherwise. To try to convince you otherwise that, no, you ain't got nothing. But how many know, look at somebody, tell them, I'm still here. I'm still prospering. I'm still saved. I still got the joy of the Lord. I still got faith. I'm still moving into my destiny. So every time he's attacked you with the intent of stopping you, he couldn't stop you. Why? He can't stop you. You are unstoppable. Tell somebody, I'm unstoppable. You might slow me down for a little while till I figure this thing out in the Word. He can't tell somebody, he can't stop you. Matter of fact, he can't contend with you. Hear me, he's got to deceive you. He can't overpower you. That's why it's important for us to stay in alignment. It's when you break the hedges that you expose yourself. When you break hedges and get all out of alignment, then he has access. And he still can't defeat you. Just hold you up for a little while. Trouble your mind. Amen. Come on, let's unravel all his schemes here. Satan and his host, in Revelation 12, read it yourself, 12, verse 7 through 12. The enemy and his host are being pressed down to the first heaven, the atmosphere around the earth. This is what we're experiencing. This is why we're seeing, I'll read some more about this. This is why we're seeing much more activity among humanity. Evil men are waxing worse and worse. Why? The enemy has lost authority. Don't get it twisted. It's not like he's getting more authority. No, he's lost that authority. The rule that he's had over nations, that stuff is crumbling. It's crumbling. He's being lessened. And he's coming down with wrath. That's why you see now he's moving more and more among humanity. Because why? When the church truly rises to there, Michael and the angels get the signal. They say it's time. It's time for a repositioning. It's time for a remnant to rise. It's time for the last days to begin. It's time for a redistribution of power. And the enemy, they war there, and what happened? The enemy's cast out of there. Why? Because the remnant is there. Oh, see, it's time to wake up the sleeping giant. I said it's time to wake up the sleeping giant. Ask somebody right now, do you know what you possess? Do you know who possesses you? Are you that available vessel? Are you the one that overcomes by the blood of the Lamb, the word of your testimony, and love not your life even in the face of death? See, death is not cessation of life. Death means you die to yourself and you step into another time. Somebody don't get that after a while. Anytime you yield to God fully and you die to your opinions and your religious thoughts and all the stuff that's carnal and natural, when you die to that and yield to God, you step into another time. God's time, God's purpose, God's plan. And that confuses your enemy. See, he tries to get... See, Daniel said that the Antichrist spirit would seek to change times and laws. That's what he seeks to do, to get you on his time, get you worried, get you just, you know, clinging to CNN News, Fox News. You know, they determine how your day goes. So all he got to do is hide around the corner and say, boo, you're done. But when your mind is stayed on him, when you envelope yourself in the word, when you choose the word above opinions, when you choose the word above all this other stuff that's trying to govern your thought patterns, and you stand there on that word, you become an unstoppable, indestructible, unshakable force of heaven. That's what God's looking for. That's what he's building. That's why from time to time he'll let you go through some stuff. It ain't to destroy you. The devil has never been given authorization to destroy a saint. He might sift you to get all the tares out, to get all the stuff out, the toxicity out, the dross, the self, the vainglory. All that stuff has to go because God has another glory, a much greater glory that cannot be there for that glory to sit on you. That's what that's for. Even though it don't feel good all the time. I tell Lord sometimes, Lord, this don't feel good, but thank you, Jesus. Now, that's clean it up. You know, I don't like this. Thank you, Jesus. I ain't like this, but thank you, Jesus. Listen. The atmosphere around the earth, if you notice, it's changing. It is. Things are changing. But it's an indication to the discerning believer that the enemy is being cast down. He's being reduced. Wherein he could rule nations without it. See, when his goods are in peace, when he's in control, his goods are in peace. But we're seeing upheaval everywhere. Upheaval everywhere. Don't get it twisted now. There's only one God. I gotta go in here, Pastor. There's only one God. You know, people talk about the different faith, the different religions. But God says to worship one God, do not worship idols. He said, do not worship stone idols, right? He said, do not worship stone. Well, there's a big old stone somewhere. People will travel thousands of miles to get to the stone, to go around the stone. And then there are stone idols that people bow down to. And the Lord said, don't even pray repetitious prayers. In other words, what do you need beads to pray for? And you say the same prayer over and over and over and over. That's just what he said, don't do. He said, because you think you'll be heard for your much repetition. No. So we need to dispose of some of this stuff and get the idols out of the way so that we can truly serve the one true living God. Amen. I'm not critical of people, but the devil is the devil. If it's of the devil, it's of the devil. Don't fool yourself. Rome is not the headquarters. Heaven is the headquarters. Mm-hmm. The rogue lion. That's what the enemy is. He's a rogue lion. His activity is increasing among humanity. Desperation. Knows time is short. The only safe place, hear me, church, the only safe place and victorious place is in the position, the high position that God has prepared for us. The heavenly place in Christ Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And we have been raised up and we are seated there together with him. Tell somebody right now, don't you ever forget that. Whatever's going on down here, whatever's going on around you, don't ever forget that you are raised up. And you are seated with him in the heavenly realm, far above all this stuff. Amen. As he is in heaven, so are we on the earth. What does that mean? He in heaven is a physical Christ. Yes, he is. Still got the nail prints.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.